Venezuela is not only an important producer of oil, the South American country is also home to huge natural gas reserves and massive hydroelectric dams. And yet Venezuela can't produce enough electricity to meet its own needs. The results have included major blackouts, energy rationing, and economic disruption across the country. John Otis has a story.
Ingrid Nunez is a human resources manager at Dematorque, which manufactures nuts, bolts, and screws. Nunez is in a good mood because today's power outage lasted just 10 minutes. Now, the factory is back up and running. Often, she tells me, the lights go out for 4 or 5 hours or for the entire day. But even when there is electricity, Dematorque, located in the industrial city of Turmero, can't always get the raw material it needs to make nuts and bolts. That's because power cuts at Venezuela's main steel plant have led to periodic steel shortages. As a result, Dematorque's output and workforce have been reduced by half. If this situation continues, she says, the company may have to close down. Dematorque is one of thousands of companies, hospitals, schools, and neighborhoods affected by years of blackouts and energy rationing. The socialist government of President Hugo Chavez completely controls the power sector. It even named a minister of electrical energy. Yet the government downplays its own role in the crisis. Officials first blamed a spike in demand amid rapid economic growth. Then came a drought last year that reduced water levels at the country's hydroelectric dams. But lately, the economy has slowed down and torrential rains have filled the dams. So now, the government is pointing fingers at the opposition. In speeches, Chavez often claims that electrical plants are being sabotaged by his political foes to make his government look bad ahead of next year's presidential election.
They think that by sabotaging an electrical plant or transmission line, people will stop voting for the revolution. But they are very wrong.
Yet so far, no evidence of foul play has emerged. Another government strategy is to target consumer waste. This state-sponsored TV ad urges people to switch off lights and appliances. Yet there's been little incentive to conserve. Subsidized rates mean monthly electricity bills for most households range from a few dollars to nothing. But after a massive power outage hit western Venezuela over the weekend, the government announced measures to reduce electricity consumption by 10%. Hefty surcharges will be imposed on users who fail to cut back.
La crisis se venía acumulando por falta de inversión.
Critics like electricity analyst José Manuel Ayer say the problems stem from bad decisions, poor planning, and inadequate investment in the grid, partly due to those rock-bottom light bills. A prime example, he says, is the Guri hydroelectric complex in eastern Venezuela, which generates 70% of the country's electricity.
Pero el problema es que tenemos un límite.
Ayer says not all of that power reaches the rest of the country because of the poor state of transmission lines. On top of that, Venezuela has focused on exporting oil rather than developing a new generation of oil-powered thermoelectric plants. The government is now scrambling to build new facilities. But due to mechanical breakdowns, experts say the country's aging plants are running at less than half capacity. Amid the power outages, some Venezuelan businesses are taking emergency measures. Fanagram is an animal food plant in the central city of Cagua. A machine pours horse and cattle feed into bags, which are then sewn shut. Despite electricity cuts every other day, production here continues, thanks to a diesel generator. It costs $20,000, but without it, Fanagram would be in dire straits, says plant manager Mauricio Power. Any business that doesn't have a generator, he says, is at the mercy of government officials who decide when to turn the electricity on and off. For The World, I'm John Otis, Cagua, Venezuela.